What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle, seriously? You know what? This is too much, Kyle. Stop.
No, this is great. This is great stuff. Much.
He's gonna win.
Come on, Hill. Guess I got a swing on him now, since you know.
So I've unpacked what she. I think I know where she was going. By the way,
you know,
what's that?
I think you said if Petullo stayed, because we were speculating, would he stay on the staff? Would he want to leave?
Yeah, and I said he would probably want to swing on. Jay.
You know,
it, Petullo, not you, yeah. Petullo, Kevin Petullo.
It is kind of your fault. You bring up people getting swung on all the time, all the time.
At some point, someone's going to misunderstand.
They're analogies, man. They're analogies because
people hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's for sure.
They're analogies, and I was talking about how Petullo lost his job. And I also gave a little context because Ryan Fitzpatrick and Richard Sherman talked about how Ryan Fitzpatrick said that Kevin Petullo was upset because it wasn't all his fault.
Right.
So now he gets demoted. And if he's in the building, he's probably going to want to swing on Jalen because he's working with him and he lost his job.
You know, another more evidence that this is your fault, Hugh.
Uh-huh.
You tell people to live their truth all the time.
And she was living her
Kristen,
truth.
Kristen was living her truth.
I am not mad at Kristen, but I were
a few seconds.
Well, I was mad because I didn't.
Yeah, you boiled a little.
Okay, I wasn't mad, but I'm like, damn, how you gonna say that I said something that I didn't say?
Living her truth.
But I get it. Kristen, live your truth. I didn't say that, though. And I apologize if I felt like I got upset. Live your truth. Your truth.
See, this is the problem with living truths, Hugh.
You better be careful walking out of the studio.
Yeah, she might slap me across my lips.
And I would take Kristen.
I'm not trying to. I don't want any smoke from Kristen.
No, you don't. All right. Before, you know who wanted the smoke from everyone who's responding to him? LeSean McCoy. So a couple days ago, LeSean McCoy, after the game where the Eagles obviously, you know, went down, he talked about the offense and how, you know, the issue has been Jalen Hurts and maybe even more than we understand. So a lot of criticism being fired. I mean, you know how this works, right? Hugh knows how it works, right? Former Eagle great says something not perfect about the quarterback or criticizes the quarterback. Well, you're a hater, right? You're not unretired.
And you want to swing on him.
Yeah, right, all that. So LeSean McCoy, he heard the criticism, and here is his response to the criticism.
Last year, he did not throw the ball well either. You want to talk about the Super Bowl? Cool. But get into the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is one game. It's the most important game. I get it. But it's one game. You got to get there. And when we got there, we didn't do a lot of exotic offensive motions. We didn't do none of that last year. Right? The difference was there was holes as size as Care Bear. And our running back is one of the best talented running backs you ever going to find. So we got away with it. Why do you think players are freaking reading books at halftime? Mm-hmm. The truth. And I think about it as like a GM or owner would love to have the talent that we have on our offense. And just imagine, we have an offense where, last year included, we got all these talented, high-paid wide receivers, high-paid quarterback, and we can't throw the ball? So this is a question that needs to be answered. And then I look into it, I looked the same plays last year. We did not have a crazy-looking offense last year. We ran the ball well, and the defense played well. That's the truth. People don't want to hear the truth, but the truth is, it's somewhere in the coordinator and the quarterback. And one thing I know about football, we're going to do what's comfortable for the quarterback. Mm-hmm. So when you don't see a lot of different exotic looks, you don't see different a lot of motions, you don't see a lot of condensed splits, you don't see different things that you might see in other creative offenses, why is that?
Yeah.
That's all that I'm saying.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, he's not. He's not. And you know, I've had a chance to talk to Shady. Here's the one thing people need to understand. We all play football, and that's not trying to diminish anybody else's opinion about this or the way that they feel about their quarterback. But a lot of times we are in a unique position of having played the game and going into this thing. We don't have any axe to grind. We're not NBA players. like to be honest, like you hear a lot of NBA players, they don't mind hating on the young regime. Now, I will say this, as we've meandered through this, there's a lot of guys in the NFL or former NFL players that tend to do it more now than they ever did before. But a lot of times, when you give information, it's because you sit back and, number one, you look at it. You look at what you see. And then you talk to people. You confirm what you've heard. Or you talk to guys that are in the building. Shady talked to a lot of people, man. And I've talked to Shady throughout this whole thing. And the one thing that he said to me, hey, man, is it is what it is. People don't want to hear it. And you have to look at it like this, folks. I don't know what it is. I'm not in the locker room. I'm not in the huddle. I don't know. But when you have three different coordinators in 3 years and you have an offense that struggles at certain times, you fire the coordinators and the quarterback is the constant, you have to look at it for it might be the quarterback. Well, I'm not saying it is, but it might be. And I think that for a lot of people, that's hard to fathom because you look at the success he's had. He's had a lot of success. Mm-hmm. And nobody's taking that away from him. Jalen's bust, if he's going to Canada, he's already going to the Eagles Hall of Fame. And his Hall of Fame candidacy is still up in the air. But he can make it different. But to sit there and think that he's above a reproach or above criticism, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I also think there's a thing with fans assume that a former player of a team is just supposed to always just say nice things
like,
about the
team. Yeah, we're supposed to just automatically just spout the company line.
Yeah, well, the reason why I think, as just forget our show and what I do, what we do, as a fan, just like of talk and sports talk and all that, I find it interesting when ex-players give their opinion because you have a very unique perspective. You do, Ike does, Richie does. It's part of why I enjoy listening to those guys and working with you. But if your perspective every day was just go Birds, it wouldn't be that interesting.
No.
Like now, I know that's what you feel, but like
on Friday,
I get it, and we all feel that. And I know deep down that's where your heart is, but I also want your opinion on what you see and what you hear. Right, so like when everyone gets on Shady, I'm like, guys, grow up. I mean, what really should get people upset about the Hurts criticism when it comes from within the building? Like that's the stuff that should frustrate you because like everyone in the building currently is trying to win football games, whatever or part of the building they're in, player personnel or staff or whatever. They ripped the guy and they put it out there publicly. Like Shady's just given his opinion and he's. Also, his opinion is pretty factual. Like, it's rooted in a lot of fact. The passing game has not been good here for years.
You know what? I always, even though I played football, there's so many different levels to this game. Like, when Ike's talking, I sit there and I listen to what he has to say because he played linebacker. And his perspective and his view of the game is totally different than my view of the game. John Richie, the same thing. Offensive player. His view of the game is totally different from mine.
Right.
That's why when Jason Avant comes in here, when he starts dropping that knowledge, I'm listening to what he has to say.
12 o'clock, Jason, coming
yeah,
today.
Yeah, because I'm trying to marry it to what I see. Because they have a lot of knowledge. We all see the game differently, but at the end of the day, we all come to the same conclusion. It's not all the offensive coordinator's fault. It's not all his fault. It can't be. It's a collective of everything. It's a collective of the offensive line. Jalen Hurts has some say in that because Elliott and Ike were arguing the other day about the play between AJ and Jalen and whether or not Jalen should have threw a better pass and if AJ should have caught it.
The drop at the end?
Yes.
Yeah. So I thought Elliott's point was if he put it in front of him, he could have ran with
yes.
it.
Yes.
Now, it was obviously a drop, but I understand Elliott's point, right? Like if he threw it in front of him, he probably had room to run.
Yes.
Yeah, but again, he should have caught it.
And my thing is this, and Ike said it should have been a better play call. A better pass.
Right.
For me, as a defender, hell, if it touch your hands, you should catch it. That's my philosophy. But when you hear both of the perspectives from Elliott and Ike, I understand both of them, and it's a tough place to be. But I agree with both of them. You know, it could have been a better throw. It could have been a better attempt to catch the ball. So it's one of those things, man. We can't live in this bubble when we talk about football and getting your feelings when you hear something or you think you hear something that you don't like.
Yeah. Also, I just want to do this quickly, then right back to your phone calls. Sometimes I don't think we fully think through the theories we have, right? Like, if Petula was just a sabotage, he sabotaged the season. Like, elementary offense, ridiculously bad, crazy bad, right? And Jalen had no part of it. If that's your perspective, like, then either the coaches are that bad, and the Eagles, a great organization, allowed bad coaches to just, like, be hired, or or they didn't realize they were bad. Like, none of that makes any logical sense. That's why there's always more of those. All right. This segment brought to you by Meineke. Cold start, slick roads, winter wear and tear, brakes, tires, batteries, and complete auto care by trusted experts. Meineke, doing car care right. We have some Eagles news?
Yeah. Not news, just sort of a potential news, I should say. According to Jordan Schultz, the Cowboys requesting permission to interview Christian Parker, our defensive backs coach, for the vacant
position.
Trying
to get
up
out of here.
I think he's been, I guess, maybe like a potential defensive coordinator candidate for a while now.
Yeah.
He'd be a good hire for them.
I agree. It'd be a loss for us. I mean, look at the
two all-pro corners.
Right. And right away, they were good. Now
familiar with us, too. I mean, and the Cowboys, that's not good.
I also think we've gotten a lot out of marginal talent at safety. I mean, Reed has played here for years, and I don't think he's the most talented guy in the world, right? He wasn't a high pick. He wasn't even a pick. Wasn't he undrafted?
Yeah, he played well.
He
was undrafted, yeah.
Right, but like that's a credit to the D-backs coach.
I mean, yeah. Think about Adoree this year.
I know.
I thought he got better and better as the year went on.
Yeah, they brought Epps back, and it didn't kill him. Now, he didn't play well Sunday, but for the most part, they got away with a guy that was on the street in the middle of the season. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Obviously, it could help.
Couldn't fix Keeley Ringo.
Well, I mean, these guys are not magicians. I mean, some people you can't fix. All right, Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Y'all allow me to long talk for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is my thing, right? Like I said, you don't want to give me credit for it. I'm taking my credit right now.
Let me guess, eye formation.
The reason why.
Derrick Henry, go ahead.
They won the Super Bowl last year is because I advocated for a better running back.
Sure.
A power back and somebody that can actually, carry.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
The ball as many times as Saquon did. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I wanted Derrick Henry here, y'all wanted Saquon. As y'all saw, Derrick Henry was
hold up, really?
Hold on. We were right.
Will, this
we
is what
right.
we're doing.
No, y'all wasn't.
Yes, we were.
It is 2026, and we're still doing
he
this.
He had 2,000 yards, and they won the Super Bowl, Will. We were right.
Hold up. Okay.
Game's over.
Let me just say this, and then I'm going to go to my facts and not feelings, all right?
Oh, boy.
My thing is this. With Derrick Henry, it has been two running backs that has been proven the last 5 years, McCaffrey and Derrick Henry. Not Saquon. He had one good season with us, and that was because of the offensive line, and we saw that this season, okay? So let's put that to an end right there. And Derrick Henry.
Well, I mean, hold on. Saquon had like 1,800 yards on a terrible Giants team 1 year. I mean, he can play.
And Derrick Henry was on a terrible what's the name team?
Tennessee.
He got traded.
They were the number one seed. Right, Mike Vrabel.
But what's Henry doing with this O-line this year?
I'm going to put this to rest after I say this.
No, it's already to rest.
They're all great, like, this, it's okay.
Let him have the floor.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
Do you think Derrick Henry would have had a greater season or better season?
That's what I'm talking about. Will, bring up them old takes.
Well, I got.
Beside the point, why are we doing this right now?
What does it have to do with the next
day? It's I told you so Wednesday.
Okay, that's dead and gone. All right. So let me just go with the facts over feelings. All right. This is my thing. Yesterday with that Sirianni and KP, that was some shady stuff, right? And my thing is, as a friend and as a coach, You giving this man a job. And if he wasn't ready for the job, it is accountability on both sides. He wasn't ready for the job. And Sirianni, you knew he wasn't ready. So guess what? Both of y'all deserve what y'all got. So now this is the thing. With the Sirianni situation, let's keep it a beam. Now, y'all keep saying Jalen Hurts is better because of the team around him. We could say that about the coach, too. Am I correct? Of course.
Yeah,
you can say that.
They've both benefited from having a great roster that Howie has put around them. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right. So my thing is this, right? And what you were saying is Monken, he is a great pick. And I also said that, that our guy, that's coming on next, Jason Avant. He would have been a great pick because he dissects the offense and know what's going on and all that.
You want Avant to be the offense coordinator?
I mean, I wouldn't mind him.
I'll ask him if he's throwing his hat in the ring.
He ain't gonna do that. He declined, but I would say that yes, I would pick him, or he would be in my picking.
All right, well, good phone call. We got you. We appreciate it. I mean,
not a great phone call.
What did we accomplish?
One of Will's worst. What are we talking about?
We reopened the Derrick Henry Saquon debate.
Every like once a week, he has to relitigate the Derrick Henry and the I formation thing.
He told you so.
Why? I just like, does he wake up and think about Derrick Henry in the I formation?
Yes.
That would be kind of weird.
Well, it sounds like he does. I mean, if we're being honest. All right, let's go to Eric in California. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. So I think we need an offensive coordinator that's got enough stature. Offensive coordinator.
I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Go for it. You're good, Eric. Go ahead.
That has enough stature or credibility that Jalen will listen to. I could imagine the power dynamic with Jalen and Kevin Betullo, with their familiarity and the way KP started at the organization, would not be conducive to Jalen trusting him or looking up to him, especially if in a tough situation.
Yeah, Eric, to that point, I think there probably was a lot of like, they're on the same level rather than Petullo's like, I'm the coach, you're the player. Because you're right, he knew him for all the years, and Jalen obviously had a different stature. I understand your point. Like, maybe someone that's got a little bit more authority to them in the position.
Yeah, more cachet. You know, in the good book, it says a prophet is without honor his own country. You bring someone from the outside, it's probably easy for Jalen to go, hey, it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm going to listen to you. You've done it before. I'll try your way.
Yeah, so, Eric, they could do that. So he did, and good phone call. We appreciate it. So who would fit that bill? Who would fit that bill? Someone that can say it's my way or the highway kind of thing?
Well, I think...
Daboll? Daboll seems like he barks back.
This is what I think. I think that regardless of who is the offensive coordinator,
yeah,
they're gonna have that pool anyway, because Jalen's under the microscope now in that building. Jalen's under the microscope. And the reason why I say that is this. Follow me. All season long, before it got to where we are now, A.J. Brown hinted, and whether you like him or not, he hinted that the offensive coordinator wasn't the problem. Mm. And he also said, y'all see what the problem is. He hinted to that. He hinted it was the quarterback. And you have a bunch of guys out there on this team that are in there that said it's not the coordinator. They said that.
Loudly.
And they were petitioning for him. Everybody but the quarterback. So now you get rid of the offensive coordinator quickly, I might add. So now it's on Jalen. So the next voice that comes in here is going to be independent of everybody. He's like, remember, what was it, Pulp Fiction? The cleaner? The cleaner coming in this thing.
The wolf.
We getting the wolf. So, the wolf coming in and cleaning this thing up.
All right, there's different kinds of wolves we could bring in, though, right? Like, there are some guys that have experience. Some are younger. Question for you, Hugh. Tap back in being a football player, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like Mike McDaniel. Think he's bright. I think he's probably better suited to be an offense coordinator. But he's
Capri Pants.
Can you listen to a guy in Capri Pants? I'm just asking.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Like, a guy in Capri Pants is yelling at you. Are you taking him seriously?
Well, I'll tell you what. To be honest, Joe, I think that Coach McDaniel would have a tough time here in Philadelphia, because I think us as a fan base, he would have to win us over, because only thing we would see is him in Capri Pants. Can't even say it. Capri Pants on the sideline looking goofy. Like, initially. Kind of like Coach Goober, Coach Moore, when he first got here.
Yeah, but he didn't wear Capri Pants.
No, but he was goofy. He looked goofy.
You nicknamed that early, yeah.
I think that he would do himself a favor if he came into, say if they hired him, he came into the press conference and he said, I'm playing no favorites. I'm trying to get back this team back to the Super Bowl caliber squad that it was, and I'm going to play the best guys, and I'm going to ask a lot of our quarterback and you know, this offense. I think he can win the squad over that way. Yeah, so to answer your question in long form, yes. I think that the press conference that's had, whomever this offensive coordinator is going to tell you everything you need to know about the upcoming season.
Jeff in Wilmington up. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, Jeff?
Well, if McDaniel comes here, he can get a lot of street cred by wearing sweatpants with one pant leg up, one down, like LL Cool J.
That's what he does. Yeah, he's
a simple fix.
He is a simple. He would be. He would be unique, man. His press conferences, his personality would be fun.
Yep. All right. So I understand what Kyle is saying, but Chuck made a point a while back. As long as Howie and Jeff are running things, there's not a lot of window closing going on here. So. I'm more in agreement with you and Hugh on this show, and you bring somebody in here. Either way, I think you're going to find out if Jalen is the problem or not. And also, he's only got one more year on his contract. Do we really know if they're going to keep him or if they're going to re-sign him? We don't know that. So either way, you're going to find out what he's all about. And I really don't like the part that he said. Jalen said this a year or two ago. It's going to be what I want it to be. Dude, guess what? It hasn't really been pretty the last 2 years. Yeah, we won the Super Bowl, but that was based on our defense and running game. So,
well, sure. And Jeff, if it looked like it did in 22, when I thought that was the best, full season Jalen had, then cool. Yeah. Then we'll just do it your way, right? That's awesome. But the last couple of years, a Jeff Good phone call hasn't been like that. Now, I just want to make it clear what Jeff was talking about. What I said earlier, Jalen has more on his contract than just 1 year, but he only has 1 year of guaranteed money left. And just, across the NFL, and Hugh, we see this a lot, players do not, especially established players, right? Mm-hmm. They do not like to go into the final year of without guaranteed money. So,
yeah, lame duck situation.
So basically, at the end of next season, it's either they give him a new contract or he's gone. I mean, I think there's almost zero chance a starting and productive quarterback in the league would play with zero left on his deal after next season. So I think he's here next year and either gets an extension now or next season or he's not here the next year.
I don't think he gets one now. Yeah. This is what I think happens. Everything, this all lined up perfectly because I feel, this is my feeling. I haven't talked to anybody, but there's been a lot of speculation, recklessly, if you want to add that, about the quarterback's ability to do certain things, like from the players, the fan base, and other people. There's been rumblings of that, and there's also been rumblings about his attitude. Like, let's go. Like, this is a cornucopia of different things, people. A couple years ago, we talked about how Jalen was kind of standoffish and how they had to force him to go to certain team functions and all that other stuff. So now we're at a come to Jesus moment. All this happened for a reason. And that's why I feel strongly about the position that the offensive coordinator that's coming in here, he's taking Jalen's game to the lab. I feel that that's what's going to happen. His game is going to be taken to the lab. He's going to be asked to do way more than he's had to do in the past. So that's what it's going to come down to. That I don't think they're resigning this year.
Yeah,
they're gonna wait and see.
I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls coming up? Also, Whiteout Wednesday, Jason Avant in studio. We'll ask him what he thinks they should do and who he wants for the next OC. And some things for Sunday's game, specifically the last four plays, the final drive. How much was on Petullo? How much was on Hurts? What could have been different? That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.